listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, the Reverend Dr. Carlos Hernandez, Director of Church and Community Engagement in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Pastor Hernandez, good to have you with me this morning, and looking forward to learning about the work that you've been doing. It's been a while since we've talked on the air. Thanks for joining me.
Glad to do so.
So you are out and about today. Tell us about your work as Director of Church and Community Engagement for the LCMS Office of National Mission.
Well, the one that's been getting the most attention these days is a process that we have to engage congregations with their communities, get them out of the building and not into the neighborhoods, meeting residents and meeting other organizations that are serving the neighbors that are right in their neighborhood. And that's called planting gospel seeds while serving human needs.
You've been working with this, with planting gospel seeds while serving human needs for some time now. Explain for me and our listeners, what is this, planting gospel seeds while serving human needs? What do you mean by that phrase?
Well, it's we've been doing this now for about 18 years. It started way back in the old LCMS World Relief Human Care. And there, the whole approach to ministry was beginning with human care. We now use the word mercy, and ties in real well with the Synod's Witness Mercy Life Together. I always like to use the word, when we're talking about outreach, using the word mercy first, mercy, witness, and a life together. Because in making connections with the unchurched in our community, the best way to start is essentially the same way that Jesus did, is being concerned about their human needs, about their needs of the body. Like Jesus healed people, fed people, brought people out of their isolation, conversation with them. And so he was concerned with them about people and about their human needs. And then the opportunity presented itself, not all with this, he was the master. With us, we await the Holy Spirit, but always people want to know, why are we doing this? Why do we care? Why are we showing mercy? And who is this Jesus? So essentially, that's what Gospel Seeds is about, is trying to see with what are some of the needs, the mercy needs of the neighborhoods around our congregations. Some of them, of course, are very, very impoverished communities. Many of our churches are in central cities. But we also find that even in very wealthy neighborhoods, that there's needs. For example, we find in some wealthy communities, interestingly enough, there's a lot of folks, a lot of seniors that live alone. You know, the kids have left town and they're there. And some of the churches that we work with have started senior ministries as a result of knowing that in their neighborhoods, there's a lot of seniors living. So whether it's a poor community, a middle class or upper middle class, the neighbors around our congregations have mercy needs or human care needs, bodily needs, social needs, emotional needs. And that opens up opportunities for us to share the gospel.
What would be a good example of serving human needs, that mercy work that perhaps you've been involved in the past, or you've seen others involved in the past?
Well, one of the most common, and this is in all any kind of assessment that people do of human needs, other organizations, other social organizations, that one of the greatest needs that we seem to find in our communities is working with young people that are at risk. You know, with obviously in poor communities, academically at risk. The thinking is that if a child isn't reading at fourth grade level, by the time that they're in the fourth grade, that you know it's very hard for them to catch up. And they really are on the road to dropping out and not having a, you know, means of livelihood. It's just a very crisis situation. But that's a need that we find in impoverished communities. in more middle and upper class, there's a lot of family dysfunction. And so, again, we try to assess the needs of the neighborhoods around our congregations and to help the congregations and to respond to that. But even just in the conversation, just even in the process of assessing, and we do teach the folks in our congregations to do what we call residential interviews, otherwise known as knocking on doors, but not in a way that we're trying to proselyte them, but trying to get to know them, you know, of people around the congregation in the neighborhood, and asking them simply, would you be willing to share with us what, in your opinion, are the needs of this community? And so as we assess needs, even as we assess needs, people are interested in a witness. So that's essentially how the process goes, is getting our congregations, our members, our pastors out into the community and essentially just conversing with the community and saying, hey, we're from Trinity Lutheran Church down the block, and we're trying to see how we can serve the neighborhood better. Can you share with us what, in your opinion, might be some of those needs?
How can congregations learn about this, planting gospel seeds while serving human needs?
Well, the Synod, the communications department of the Synod, just came up with a nice little succinct video that explains exactly what it's about. Very well done, you know, professionally done, of course. It's done, the work that the communications does is very professional. And it's on the website, on the Gospel Seeds website of the LCMS web. And it's a good little succinct understanding of gospel seeds. On the web, there's also other information about the residential interviews, how we conduct those, the agency interviews, all the information that a congregation needs. The other thing is, once a congregation is interested, we'll follow up with a phone call and I try to explain to them any questions they might have. Sometimes we might even try to do an introduction if we're in the area. But there's plenty of resources to try to find out exactly what it is and how they can access those services for their congregations.
What?
Well, that's one piece of the work that I do. That's all. That's one that's getting a lot of attention right now. The video that was produced by the communications department has gotten the word out, and I'm having a real job trying to keep up with all the requests. And we're actually training other people to do the same thing. Once the congregation and the pastor is trained, well, then they can be an assist for other congregations in the area that are interested. We did one in a very successful one in Islip, Long Island, Pastor Michael Stanek, and he's been helping me with some of the congregations out on the East Coast, at least, you know, doing some of the introductory work.
What have you learned from your years of using this model, planting gospel seeds while serving human needs?
Well, I have found out, and this is really interesting, because a lot of what we were hearing, and we keep hearing this, is that our society doesn't want anything to do with the church. The society is alien, you know, has an antagonistic attitude towards the church. But what we find when we go out and talk to people in the neighborhood, in this very low-key, non-threatening, you know, assist the neighborhood and its community and the community and their needs, and how can we make this a better neighborhood, work together with the neighbors. And the congregation does hold some position in the community. And so it can also act as sort of a community forum for issues and concerns that are facing the community. What I have found, what I have learned, is how receptive people are when you approach them in that way. You know, how can we work together? How can this congregation here, we work together to make this a better community, a better neighborhood? We also have found that there's an enormous spiritual hunger. People appreciate that we're not, you know, trying to convert them or or raise spiritual issues at the very beginning, or even pray with him. We may pray with him later on at the end of the interview, but the interview is all about, tell us, what is your opinion about the needs of the community, and tell us how we could better serve. And when we approach them in that way, we find that people open up even for spiritual needs. We hear people tell us, you know, my family and I were just thinking about, you know, maybe we need to get back to church somewhere. Isn't it strange or coincidental that you're here, you know? And they'll confess it. I think God sent you here today. So, yeah, there's a lot of receptiveness and a lot of spiritual hunger in the neighborhoods all around our congregations. And I don't believe what I've been hearing oftentimes is that the culture and are alien or antagonistic to the church. I don't think I remember maybe once, twice in 18 years where somebody said, no, thank you, I'm not interested, and they won't talk to you. But if, when you approach them in that way, you know, tell us what, in your opinion, are some of the needs and how we could better serve. You know, we're just down the block. We just don't want to sit here, you know, and take up space, geographical space. We want to do something for the community. People are very open and very receptive.
How has planting gospel seeds while serving human needs changed congregations, if at all?
Oh, I think, first of all, members that participate, and then, of course, they pass the word on to others. You know, oh, this is easy. You know, people are receptive. You know, because, you know, knocking on doors is something can be a little scary, you know, and congregations or congregational members are sort of a resident to do that. But when the word gets around that, hey, this is very easy, people will talk to you. What you see in congregations is an openness. An openness begins to develop, and a sense of, geez, you know, why shouldn't we talk? Why shouldn't we know our neighbors? I mean, why can't we be a neighbor to our neighbors? You know, who lives across the street from the church or around the corner? Now, in our agency interviews, where we talk to organizations that are serving the community already, one of the most prime candidates for an interview and for developing a relationship is the nearest elementary school. There are some congregations, some of our congregations, that are either right across the street from the church or, you know, down the block, close by. And the congregation has never, many congregations have never made an attempt to actually get to know, well, who's the principal, or what are some of the issues and concerns of the families that attend the school there, the kids and the families. So I think what it does to the congregation, the planting gospel seeds process, it begins to open their eyes and their hearts about their neighbors. Okay, we're not just here for ourselves, but we're here for the people around us where God has placed us. And so I'm fond of telling them, you know, geography matters. God put you here in this corner, in this block. We care for the people right around. So I think there is an interesting change of attitude in our congregations when they finally get out into the neighborhood. And they realize that it's not that difficult. And they realize that, you know, we should have been doing this all along.
Pastor Hernandez, again, real quickly before we go, how can congregations find out more about the planting gospel seeds while serving human needs? What's the best way to
two ways.
Find
First
out?
First of all, there is, it's on a website. Mm-hmm. Right? On the LCMS, you know, just Google, you know, gospel seeds, LCMS, and take you right to it. And the other thing, one of the things that we do is we will, if they contact me and want to know more about it, I'll give them the name of two or three other congregations that have recently gone through gospel seeds. And that's a very good, because they've done it, they've gone through it, and they can get firsthand information from a congregation that's already done it, you know. And so that's what you'll find out a lot of good information about gospel seeds from congregations that I will refer a congregation to. To say, okay, what did it go, you know, and how was it? And So those are the two ways. Go to the web, and then we'll give you some names of congregations that you can follow up on and ask more questions.
Very good. LCMS.org is a place to find information on that. Is that right?
Yeah, it's at the LCMS.org website.
The Reverend Dr. Carlos Hernandez, Director of Church and Community Engagement. Thanks for being my guest today.
You bet. Thank you.
God's peace.